Today's daf is daf Memches. Let's just, if you don't mind, since it's all really one connected sugya, let's just start with the Chosha Eino Bris V'Teira, the Birchas Haaretz. So even though we already said that yesterday. Okay, just a six line down. Chosha Eino Merbrit V'Torah, the Birchata Haaretz, U'malchut Beit David, B'Bonei Yerushalayim, לא יצא ידיך וטוב. מסייר על הרבי, לא אדמרי ולא אמר רבי יעקב ברך ובשום רבינו, כל שלא אמר ברית ותורה בברכת הארץ ומלכות בית אביד בבוני ירושלים, לא יצא ידיך וטוב. הפליגי בא ביוסד בן דוסטוי ורבונה. The question over here is how to relate to מלכות when you come to Hatova Metiv. We know that we're supposed to open the bracha, even though it would appear to be smooth for the chaverta, but we open it nonetheless with Baruch Atah Hashem. The question is, do we say Elokeinu Melech Haolam? So Chadam Hatova Metiv Tzricha Malchut, Chadam Reina Tzricha Malchut. L'chaura, the machlokes is dependent on what we saw earlier. Do we learn Hatova Metiv out of the Pasuk Hashem Natan Lach? Or do we say that Hatov Amitiv is only a takana of Yavne? So, Mandi Amar Tzricha Malchut, Kasavad Rabbanan. If you hold that Hatov Amitiv is the Rabbanan, then that means it's no longer a smucha l'chavrata because it was not metukenet at that time. And Lamaisa were mafsik between the brachot d'oraita, when we say Amen, Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. And therefore this begins now a new bracha, and every bracha has to have malchut. Without malchut you're not yotze. Whereas the man diomrei natzircha malchut, according to him, it's part of the four brachot, the Birkat Hamazon. He's willing to be involved, but there's a big problem. I mean, who's going to scratch your back? That's a problem.
We'll see how it works.
Okay. So according to him, the bracha is d'oraita. Since it's d'oraita, it's a continuation of the previous brachot. And in that sense, it's a bracha smucha l'chavrata and would not require its own separate malchut. And l'chaora, it would be actually constructed to suggest in the other direction. Otherwise, it would be chut emet b'baruch. This is a little bit of a machloket. According to Rashi, in any event, we have the question of a short bracha. Rashi asks here, if you're going to tell me that it's the Yoraita, then why would it begin with baruch at all? It shouldn't even begin with baruch. Does it suggest maybe it doesn't begin with baruch? Because the girsa, as we have it, reflects the girsa according to Mandiyama, what is the Rabbon? Which is how we passed it, but maybe in a finami. If we would have said the other way around, it could be that it was the opposite, it was constructed in the opposite direction. Rashi learns that it's potechet bebaruch because it's a bracha ktsara. Since it's a bracha ktsara, this is essentially its ending. And it doesn't have a separate opening and ending because remember, as we said earlier, the original takana was only hatov amitiv, period. All the other things that we have in it are anyway additions, and so it doesn't make sense for us to have an ending. It's simply a bracha ktsara. But it doesn't like that too much. And he says it shouldn't be any different than any of the other brachot asmuchot l'chavrata, and indeed that would be the way it would be according to Amad Yomar, Tan Rabbana. The question now is, Mahu Choteim Bibinyan Yerushalayim. Okay, we've established now that there are four brachot, either three midiraita, one midrabbanan, or four midiraita. It's not clear what the nature of the chatima is, and we'll see that the malchut that we've talked about being masked here, malchut Beit David Bibonei Yerushalayim, also goes into this question. So, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the ending of the bracha for Bibonei Yerushalayim is Moshiach Yisrael. Of Shia Yisrael, not, there wouldn't be no mention of Binyan Yerushalayim. I thought that the point of the bracha was Binyan Yerushalayim. So you're telling me Binyan Yerushalayim low? No, he's saying Af Moshiach Yisrael. It's Moshiach Yisrael or Bonei Yerushalayim. Rabba Baravuni Iklo Reish Galuta, Potach Bechod of Asim Betarte. See, he opened up how Yerushalayim Irecha, let's say. or Yisrael America, one or the other, but not both the way we do. And then he ended with both. And he said, Moshe Yisrael, Bnei Yerushalayim. You consider that to be like a big shot thing. You have two things at the end of a bracha. On the contrary, as we had before the whole sugya, we're very careful not to have an ending of two. That's where we were medayek with Rabbi Shabbos or Shodesh Etzom, which we'll bring up again. We brought up earlier. So how do you end with two different things? Gufa. Let's take a look at that sugya. Rabbi Omer ain't kotmin b'shtayim. Don't we say Allah Eretz v'Yalha Mazon? Never heard anybody arguing about that. It's two different things, Eretz and Mazon. No, that means Eretz did nafka Mazon. It's the land that brings forth the food, so that's one bracha. Okay, how about Allah Eretz v'Yalha Perot? Same thing, Eretz the nafka Perot. How about Mekadesh Yisroel v'Azman? Well, that's Yisroel is necessary. Because they are Mekadesh Zmanim. It's not two different things. So Mekadesh Yisroel is therefore Mekadesh Zmanim. Oh yeah? So what are you going to do about Mekadesh Yisroel for Shekhar Hashim? Same idea. Yisroel for Shekhar Hashim. Ah, now I trapped you. Because what are you going to do with Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisroel Zmanim? You certainly can't say that Yisroel is Mekadesh Shabbos. Because Shabbos was there before. So now that's not the explanation. Well, chutzmizu. That's different. Okay, why is it different? It's a maishna. The difference is simple because, look, the underlying idea of the bracha is one thing, Mekadesh. You're talking what the Mekadesh is. Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisroel, Zman, and fine. But what I'm giving a bracha is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assertion of Kiddush in the world. But when it comes to what you're saying over here, you're trying to say Moshe Yisroel and also Bnei Yerushalayim. I mean, that's two different things. So each one just stands on its own. What's the reason why it was so makbe not to be Chotem B'Shtayim? Chotem Amai and Chotem B'Shtayim. Since each one stands on its own, it actually cheapens it to put it together with a pile of other things. My Havila, what's the bottom line for the Dinam Bnei Yerushalayim? Rav Sheshes actually depends. You have your choice. So if you start Rachem with Rachem Alamcha Yisrael, so then the fitting conclusion would be Baruch Atah Hashem Moshiach Yisrael. If you start off with Rachem Al Yerushalayim, then the fitting end is Bnei Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu Patach Rachem Al Yisrael Amecha Chutim B'Bnei Yerushalayim. Because the Yeshua of Yisrael is actually a function of Binyan Yerushalayim. As it says in the Pasuk, Shenemar Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yichanes. So in other words, the Binyan Yerushalayim itself means, really, the Knesset of Nidche Yisrael. E Matai Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. Bizman Shenidche Yisrael Yichanes. Omer Lai Revi Zeira L'Rev Chizda. Neisimar V'Nisne. How about coming over, well, teach me some things. Well, I haven't even learned yet how to say Birkat HaMazon. I'm going to teach you something. I can't even learn. Okay, he says, I see you must have had a disaster. What happened? Like, all of a sudden you can't learn. Well, in my eye, what are you referring to? I'll tell you, he said, I came to the house of the Reish Galusa. They gave me Birkat HaMazon. I spent Birkat HaMazon. And Rav Sheshet, Zachary Rav Sheshet, Lekuya like a chivya. Rav Sheshet was there. He stuck his neck up at me and looked at me like a snake. I thought he was going to bite me to death. Well, what'd you do? Come on, you must have done something. My mind. Well, I sort of skipped Briz and Tera and Malchus. I left it all out. So the lo army, lo brit, lo Torah, lo Malchut, all of the things that we said that you absolutely must say. That's why I wanted to begin before. I left it all out. What would you leave it all out for? Am I no honor? Well, because of Chanan al-Amarad. The honor of Chanan al-Amarad, lo amar brit v'torah u'machut, yatsa. Lo my city, because brit You can't say that Brit is the definition of Birkat HaMazon. Because you don't have Brit B'Nashim, and you certainly have Nashim in Birkat HaMazon. Torah and Malchut, you don't have not in Nashim and not in Avadim. So the Mela, because there's always an issue, you know, to show that a bracha is correct. We saw that earlier. You do your best to show off the Psak Halach and a bracha. So I figured, okay. So I'll show him a bracha with a lot of condition in it. This will leave a Kanan Alam around, but they're ready to kill me. So I'm nervous about teaching anybody anything. So he said to him, on Shabbat, to call Anitanoiva, Maroiva, Varita Kirav, what did you expect? We just had a whole daf of different Tanoia and Amaroi. I'm telling you, you have to do this. And you did like Rav. You expect people not to react?
You learn a lesson not to say Rav for all these dafs. Believe.
Well, to be a bit more careful on the side. I'm a Rav of Arbach, I'm a Rav Yochla. Atov v'amitiv, tricha malchut. If you're going to say a Baruch HaVatov HaMitiv, then you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and then you say the HaTov HaMitiv. You don't continue on with the previous bracha. So my kamashim, what's the chiddush? Is the chiddush. Now, obviously something is wrong with this my kamashim. One, as the Rav Kiveger points out, the Meister the Rajba had this question earlier, but we just explained that there's a machlokas whether you should say Malchus with Atov HaMitiv. It depends on the Machlokas of whether Atov HaMitiv is near right to the Rabbanan. So how can the Gemara say Maika Mashmalan? I mean, that itself is a Chiddush. We just saw what the Chiddush is. The Chiddush. This is not good.
Is this
over?
What's that?
Okay. Huh? Yeah, you'll handle it. Okay. All right. So Maika Mashmalan. So therefore, how can you ask Michael Mashba? So Rajba actually has a different theory here, which I think is the whole problem. He goes like this, Atov Michael Mashba, Atov Amitiv Lav the Oraita. Is that your Kiddush? That since it's not the Oraita, therefore you're starting now with a new broker, you have to say Malchut. So then just say so. Nema Atov Amitiv Lav the Oraita. I mean, it's a very strange way of telling me a Kiddush, that Atov Amitiv is not the Oraita. Ela Michael Mashmalan. That kol bracha she'in ba malchut lo shma bracha. In other words, it's a given that it's a drabon. Therefore, it needs to be a bracha on its own. So now I want to tell you, you should know that a bracha on its own that doesn't have malchus is not called a bracha. We know that Kiddush. Rabbi Yochanan said that before. Om Rabbi Yochanan Chodazinda. Om Rabbi Zera, the point over here is not that you have to say malchut, is that it needs twice malchut. What it's saying is it requires an additional malchus, and that's a big chiddush. Because the problem of, and in fact we do this, as we say after the bracha, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Avinu, Malkeinu, Adireinu, Boreinu, okay, we go on the whole thing. Kedoshenu, Kedosh Yisrael, HaMelech, HaTov, HaMeitiv. What are we doing all of this? Because we're talking about two levels of malchut. We skipped the malchut in Bonei Yerushalayim. So now, in order to go ahead and to be maskir, that malchut that was missing in Bonei Yerushalayim because it was a bracha smucha l'chaverta, so we add additional malchut. So if that's the case, so we're going to make up the malchut over here for the whole Birkat HaMazon. So then you should need the malchut also for Birkat HaAretz, because Birkat HaAretz also started without a melech olam. Birkat HaAretz, my time alone. Why, obviously, do you not need Malchut again for Birkat HaAretz? Because it's a Brachas Mechala Chavrata. So it's not that we're missing Malchut, it's that the original Malchut in the Pticha Birkat HaMazon was the Malchut of all of these Brachot. So I understand. So in the same way, I don't need to make up the Malchut of Birkat HaAretz. Why do I need to make up the Malchut of Bnei Yerushalayim? So Bnei Yerushalayim, Nami Lotiboy, Da'avilei Brachas Mechala Chavrata. Says the Gemara, of course, Mi'ikar Adin, Hu Adin Dafilo Bnei Yerushalayim Lami Lovai. Of course, we don't need really to make up the Malchut. However, remember that in the course of this bracha, we're talking about now the Malchut of Beit David. So, is it proper, do you think, not to say Malchut Shamayim? It's simply not their affairs. But you're telling me, technically speaking, you don't have to say Malchut, because after all, it's a brachas v'chal chavrata, right? But I mean, in the context of mentioning Malchut Beit David, it doesn't make sense to leave out Malchut Shamayim. Therefore, I add that Malchut now in the context of the Brocha of Atov Hametiyu.
Does that make sense? And like to do different brachas, like say something in one that makes up in kind of strange.
For Derech Eretz, it's not strange. For Dinei Brochas,
it's not a din.
Right, you're trying to, you know, I mean, it would be the way you would be at the king's table. Even though you may have a proclamation or something that doesn't necessarily involve an invocation of the king's name, you would certainly want to say something about the great and glorious Malchus of whoever you are. Rav Papa Amar. The Papa says the point is Achikomer. What he's talking about is that besides beginning Brukhat Hashem Lekinu Melech HaOlam, that indeed you do need both Malchiyot. In other words, we're using this bracha to be maskir the Malchiyot of all of the brachot of Birkat HaMazon, which is why after indeed we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we mention twice. We go through the Avinu Malkeinu, Adreinu Boreinu, Goaleinu, and so on. So that's Malkeinu. And then we say HaMelech HaTov HaMeitiv, that's HaMelech, besides the HaMelech of Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So ultimately, we're masker in this bracha, the bracha of Malchus for the Bonei Yerushalayim and the Malchus of Haaretz. Yasir Rabbi Zera Achorid Rav Gidl, Yasir Rav Gidl Kamed Rav Huna. Yasir Gomer, Rabbi Zera was sitting in back of Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl was sitting in front of Rav Huna and was saying over Halacha. And what he said was, Ta'a v'lo yizkir shel Shabbat. Somebody did not say Ritzei, and he already completed his bracha. So he ended his Bonei Yerushalayim. What does he do? He should say, Baruch Shenatan Shabbatot l'minucha, Le'amo Yisrael v'ava, lo'od l'brit. Baruch mekadesh Shabbat. Now, the Baruch over here means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech HaOlam. Now, this is saying, there's a full bracha. Omar Lei. So Rav Huna asked him, where'd you get that from? Man Amra, Rav. He heard it from Rav, he said. Then he was sitting and he said over another. Yosef Gomer, Tabi Yelo Yizkir Shel Yom Tov. Again, and he already ended his bracha. So he should say Baruch Shenatan, and again this means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shenatan Yamim Tovim Lamo Yisrael, Besimcha, Besason, Zarkirso, Zikaron. And again, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mikadesh Yisrael Vazbanim. Rav Huna again asked him, Manam Rav, and he said, Rav. Hadar Yosef Bekomer, then later he said, Ta'a V'lo Yizkir Shalosh Chodesh, Omer Baruch Shatan Roshe Chodeshim, Lamo Yisrael Zikaron. Now, Rav Zera, who was sitting in back in the middle, did not hear this part clearly. He says, I don't know whether he mentioned Simcha for Rosh Chodesh, like he did. I heard that clearly, him saying the Simcha L'Zikaron, he said when it came to Yom Tov. And I didn't hear whether he said Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kadesh Chodeshim at the end or not. And I didn't hear Rav Huna ask him where he heard it from. I don't know whether this is from Rav or this was an extension of his own svara, that there's also a takana to make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. L'maisa, most of the poskim say that one does say B'Sheinu Malchut, his bracha. And it was quoted by like the others. Now Gido Bar Minyomi was once sitting in front of Reb Nachman, and he saw Reb Nachman had forgotten to say Ritzei, so told Reb Nachman, and he went back to the beginning of the Kabbalah. So he asked Reb Nachman, after benching, my time of Maraki, why did you do that? He said, what do you mean, why did I do it? I forgot Ritzei, so Rom Reb Shila Amarav, let's go back to the beginning of Davening, up to the beginning of benching. So he said to him, but we know that Rav Huna afterwards taught this over the name of Rav after he had heard this halacha quoted from Rav, that you're supposed to say this whole nusach, Baruch Shenatan, Shabbatot, and so on. How come you didn't say that? On my life, well, I guess nobody taught you, but la vit bar lam or menash batak mi from a rab. Lo shana lo shalo batak batova miti. That this halacha, that you're allowed to say this special bracha when you leave out would say, is only if you hadn't begun already saying the next bracha of Atova Meitiv. But if you began to say Atova Meitiv, Chozer LaRosh, then it's too late, and I was too late for me. I had already not only completed the bracha B'nei Yerushalayim, I had already started Atova Meitiv. Now here's where there's that very significant discussion in the postgame that we're, I've mentioned this before because I said it's a pet peeve of mine, but the Chayodam and the Mishnah Berurah who paskin that when it says over here that you began Atova Meitiv, that it means you actually began to say the bracha. But if you just said Baruch Ata Hashem, then you could always say Lamdeni Chukecha and go back and say the bracha. Okay, I mean, there's many who are chaylik, by the way, the Ben Ishchai also agrees with them, which is unusual, but many of the poskim today say. It's mashmur emotions, not all of this, and I've told you why it's a pet peeve of mine, because Lamdeni Chukecha is not a bracha as well, so it doesn't really make any sense to have said a bracha to complete it with Lamdeni Chukecha. There are those who say also that if you said Baruch Ata Hashem, what's to stop you from ending? Even if you said Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, why not just turn that into the bracha of Shabbatot and Yom Tov? How do you say Poteach? So you just keep going with that bracha. That too is there are those who suggest that. I think Rav Avadya Yosef says
you have to catch it.
Yeah, so I mean, you've caught in time, you haven't actually begun the words about Torah
Mitzvah. You know, it's a different problem.
But that's the shot. So earlier is how you learn whether you can do it. Omer Avidi Barovin, Omer Av Amram, Omer Av Nachman, Omer Av Shmuel. Ta'afal Iskir Shor Rosh Chodesh Batvilah, Magzirin Oto. If you leave out Rosh Chodesh in davening, then you go back to the beginning. But if you forgot it in Birkat HaMazon, it's not a problem. Ein Magzirin Oto, you don't have to go back to the beginning. So Rav Avin asked Rav Amram, what's really the difference? I never saw a difference in any of the others, man. Why is it a difference, Dafkin or Shodesh? Mash Natvilah. Who Mash Rabikat Amazon? On my legs, you know? This was something that bothered me a lot. After Yedika, actually. Vishal Tia, Rav Nachman, I asked Rav Nachman. Some say, he said, I asked my Shmuel. And he said, I don't know. The truth is, nobody ever explained it. Lo Shmueli, it's the way it was macabre. But you know what? We can figure it out. Let's think about this for a minute. The truth is, Tfilah is a chovah. I have no way of avoiding saying Tfilah. Therefore, the tviyut of Rosh Chodesh in Tfilah is part of that chovah. This is the Gdal, the Nusach HaTfilah. However, you cannot say that you have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. There's no chiyuv of Seuda. Even though Tosfos says, you're not allowed to be mitane on Rosh Chodesh, it's included in Megillat Ta'anit. It's fine not to be mitane, doesn't mean you need to have a seuda with bread and so on. So there's no chiyuv of seuda. Therefore, you can't say that it's kavua in terms of the chovah, and there's a Birkat HaMazon. Who's to say there is such a thing as Birkat HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh? So if you eat, fine, so be maskirin. You weren't maskirit, you still said the proper Birkat HaMazon. Mashen kein tfilat Rosh Chodesh, he didn't say. If you left out Yalav the other. So therefore you have to be first in the Rosh. Makes
Shabbos,
sense to me.
Shabbos.
Oh, but on Shabbos, you have to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about this in a minute. So then he asked him, so what about Shabbos and Yontif? So then you should say, the Los Achel, over there, you certainly have to eat. So Achi Nami Yitoy Hoda, are you saying that if in there, you would have to go back? Omer Lahim, that's exactly what I'm saying. If you leave out with say on Shabbos, you have to go back. Yomer Avishil Omer Rab, Ta'ah Chozer LaRosh. You have to go back to the beginning. No, but what do you mean? What about Ravuna's psak, the ta'ah? You don't go back. You just say Baruch Shadatan. Yeah, but that's only if it didn't start. La vitma la lo shano shalo patak batov ametiv. Avo patak batov ametiv. Chozer l'rosh. So now comes up a very interesting question, which is, how about Suda Shlishit? Suda Shlishit.
On Yom Tov.
On Shabbos. Join your back to me. Suda Shlishit. You don't have to eat pot. It turns out to be the same as Rosh Chodesh. It could be Yotzei Min HaTahima. So according to this, if you leave out Ritzei in Suda Shlishit, it's no different than leaving out Yalev Yavon in Rosh Chodesh. You should not be Chozer.
It's not a B'diavad. Not
that part. You can't say that it's the kviyut of the bracha birkat hamazon. So Tosu says, certainly if you have an extra suudah on Shabbat, says Tanya, we washed again, had the fourth suudah. It's not a chiyuv of suudah of Shabbat. Now, so you wouldn't go back, he says. So what do you say, Rich? What's your psak?
Would you go back?
Would I go back? I always go back.
Playing the safe, Richie Bill.
Except
for
Sudashvashit.
Took him a little time, but he reconstructed us a little bit. That's impressive. So it's not only a memory stick, it actually has a little processor.
Rewind the tape.
It's okay with that. So, obviously this revolves around a conceptual question. As if we're saying that there exists a concept called Birkat HaMazon LeShabbat. But Tosis is taking for granted that the issue over here is the chiyuv of a particular sunnah, not the nusav of Birkat HaMazon. If there's such a concept as Birkat HaMazon LeShabbat, as there is Tfilah LeShabbat, Tfilah LeRosh Chodesh, it doesn't have anything to do about the particular chiyuv ha'seudah at this moment. It has to do with whether we were koveh birkat hamazon Shabbat. No. In any event, this is how we pass most of the poskim. If you forget Ritzei in Seudah Shlishit, you don't go back and say birkat hamazon. Not very well known halacha.
Even if
you had. Yeah, you're saying birkat hamazon. fascinating new thing which comes from this Tosafot. At kama mizamnim. Now we have an interesting machlokas at the end of the Mishnah, which is what is the shiur which you're allowed to now be mizamein for the other people who ate. Machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and surprisingly, Rabbi Meir is the one who says kizayis, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says kibetza, even though we know that in other issues it's the opposite. And this is what now bothers the Gemara. Lameima, are you telling me that according to Rabbi Meir, Choshev leKizayit, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chashivut is beKibetza? Vayibchash aminelu, have we not learned beFerush the opposite case? It's not. Bechein mi sheyatzah miYerushalayim, v'nizkar sheyah b'yado basar kodesh. And there's two cases over there, one of which is the one that the Bechein is referring to. And that is a case for this week. Turns out a guy is on his way to his Pesach hotel. And he, of course, remembers, oh my God, I left all of the bread in the box at the bottom of the closet. What do I do now? Do I go back home and take care of it? Or can I just be mevatel? So over there, indeed it says, if he can get back in time, go back and to be Mekayim all of his mitzvahs. And I find if not, he should be Mevat a believer. V'chein, the next case continues on. Somebody who had been in Yerushalayim brought a korban, and on his way out he realizes, oh my God, I've got a piece of my shlomim in my sandwich. Now he was only allowed to eat his shlomim in the Beit HaMikdash, in Arabah, in Yerushalayim, and now he's on his way home. What in the world is he supposed to do? Now it became already puzzle. Because it was biyotza, he can't eat it. So that's not the question. But the question is, does he have to go back to burn it? Because you're supposed to burn it in Mokum Kodesh. So now does he have to turn around to him? So there we have a machloket. Mishi Hatzam Yerushalayim Niskar Sheyav Yadu Basar Kodesh. So the shir, first of all, to how far is Harat Sofim? Ima Bar Sofim, or others word Sofim is any place from which you still see Yerushalayim. So is there still now between, it's not a measurement of distance, because as Tosfos points out, if it were, it should say, or Kitzofim in a circle around Yerushalayim, like we find by Modi'im, we find that motion. So therefore, it means a place where Tzofim were able to look out over Yerushalayim, then you should, if you're already past that, you can burn it where you are. V'imlach chozer v'sofar lifnei abira, there's a place in the Har Habayit where they used to have a large fire, and that's where they would bring all of the psulei ha-mukdashim of Kashim Kalim, and they used the Atzei HaMarachah. Now, how much would you have in your sandwich that would make you go back? And here's where we have our focus. Rabbi Meir says, well, either case, the case of the chometz in your house, or the case of the sandwich in which you have Basar Kodesh, the shir is that you would have to have a kibetza. That's strange, because Rabbi Meir is the one who says kizayit in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda says zeva zeva kizayit, which is strange, because Rabbi Yehuda says bekibetza in our Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, well, muchlefetashita. All right, for sure, we've switched things around over here in our Mishnah, and then Rabbi Yehuda indeed is the one who holds that a gezayit is chashuv, and indeed that's how we paskin, even though that Lamaisa Tributer says gezayit is chashuv, even though Lamaisa Abaya has another explanation, as we'll see in a moment. Abaya Omar, lo'olam lo teipuch, actually, there's no connection between the two sugyot. Why is it a question? The machloket over here, in terms of Birkat HaMazon, is dependent on how you learn the pasuk. It says, v'achalta v'savata v'erachta. Now, Rabbi Meir holds v'achalta refers to what is normally termed achila. Achila is kizayit. Visavata means that you also drank. Zoshtia. Achila is bekizayit. What the Torah is saying is that there's no chiyuv of birkat hamazon dioraita unless you also drank with your seuda. So it requires achila and shtia. Shtia gives you a sense of svia. So understands Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Yehuda holds v'achalta v'savata is one thing. Achila sheyesh basviya, so it's now defining a particular type of achila. Now the standard achila, which is measured by kizayit, as we saw in our posik where we analyzed the eretz chita v'saura and so on, but rather a particular achila of svia, and that refers to achilat kibetza. Now that has nothing to do with the issue of the notar in Yerushalayim, which was a svora. Rabbi Meir holds Chazarato Ketumato. Rabbi Meir says, look, how did Chazal treat Psulei HaMikdashim? They gave it a din of Tuma, right? In order to avoid, so notar is Matame Yadayim. Now this notar is Matame, like everything else, any other Achila that's Matame, is Bashir Kibetza. So once we see that they treat it as a Shir of Kibetza, Lagabi Isuri, so Chazarato, whether Machayev you to come back home to Yerushalayim, so to speak, and burn it, is also Bekebetza, as Rabbi Yehuda holds. No, the Isra Achila is not Bekebetza, the Isra Achila is Bekezayit. Therefore, the Chiyuv of going back and burning it should be dependent on at what point is there an Isra Diorite which Machayev for eating it. So Chazarato ki Isra, Ma Isra, Bekezayit av Chazarato Bekezayit. What does that have to do with the question of the achalta v'savato v'erachta? So I mean, it's not some type of theory that in general we have a machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what is considered to be chashuv v'klal, a kizayit or a kibetza. Each thing defines chashivut in its own particular way. Therefore, there's no connection between the two shitot. Now, lemaisa, this shita of achila of Rabbi Meir, that achila and svia, Svia being shtia, makes that kaminas la locha. Because supposing somebody ate and did not drink, and he says birkat hamazon, now he goes and takes a drink. At this point, he becomes chayiv in birkat hamazon d'oraita, whereas before he was only chayiv d'rabbanan.
You should always make sure to drink.
In which case, he wasn't yotze, because he only now became chayiv.
Assuming he drank Tov Kadei something, right?
Yeah, of course. It's still within his time of feeling Svia. You know, which, I mean, we'll see later on what that shear is. It's a 72-minute thing that we have for as long as you still don't feel like eating. But in any event, it would be a big problem because you could be mitchayev na midiraita of bracha.
Is that the source of like where if one is still thirsty, one shouldn't banish?
No, probably. Because then he'll become chayev in terms of his sviya afterwards. Yeah. Looks like you're going to have it twice.
Even if you already drank before?
Yeah, that's what it's, that's what he's bringing. That there would be a chisor and svia. I never saw it. I'm saying I didn't see that, but he's telling me that there is such a thing.
I don't remember. I've never seen it inside for something.
That even if you had already had a drink, that it would be a din of svia, a drink of svia. I never saw such a thing.
If one is still one is ready to bench, right. The meal is over, but one is still thirsty.
Even though he had already had a drink.
Yeah.
I didn't see such a svar. The pash is there's a shear of svia, which doesn't necessarily demand an absolute svia, but it's an interesting svar. I didn't see it. I'm saying I assumed. You asked me if that would be the reason. I assume that would be the reason.
I mean, it doesn't. Svia of derisa is more than a kavetz.
Oh, you mean maybe you'll eat again?
Yeah,
because it's not the norm after you ate and benched to go eat again. But ain't nothing now, it would be the same issue. Sure, it would be, but it is a derech to drink.
That's a derech.
You get a chance to drink in the meal.
So you ate enough.
But according to Rabbi Meir, that is Svi Adirais. That's what Svi Adirais means.
No, because we say that Hashem says that there is a high school.
That's not so posh. That's all right. What Aureli is raising is actually an issue that Tosus addresses over here. Tosus Tainas, that the way we're darshing the pasuk Ve'achalta v'savata seems to run counter to what we've been saying all along, that the Klal Yisrael is machmer on themselves, but it's not really from the pasuk. It must just be a getter v'svachta the Alma, according to which this entire discussion is moot, because I mean, what's not gemina then? Even if he would eat, I mean, even if he would drink, he already was, you know, the bracha was only rabbanon. However, there are many shittas that disagree with Tosafot and among the Rishonim and hold that this is in fact, if a person is soveya and this is all he wants to eat, then he's chayiv. He would be chayiv midioraita, even in a small shear. As a matter of fact, some say he doesn't even eat it because if he really feels svia, it would be chayav diorite even with that. This is fascinating. I mean, for instance, how about in a case where you eat just because you have a whole meal, you eat just a kizayat of pot? Here's the nafkamina. You have a meal that consists of a kizayat of pot. You don't feel the svia. Perhaps that's only drabon and hemi from your alatzer. Suppose you eat a whole meal. Meat and so on and so forth, together with the kizayat tapach. Over there, the kizayat tapach is considered to be the shear of svia from pot in the context of a suda. And according to many, it would be chayiv in the diuraita, not rabbana, even only on a kizayat. Again, so the Tosfos is not muskim to everyone. The way Tosfos is learning, the whole discussion over here would anyway be in this machshava, so there would be no problem. Let me do it here. Now you can do the.
Doesn't this come up Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Erev Pesach, where you finish a meal, you bench, you say everything, and then you eat another meal? You say you don't eat a meal after you finish a meal, but here we're going to eat a meal after we finish a meal. So we have to twice.
Not everybody does that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to have some reason to eat the second meal to have to bench and so on. You're going to be mafsik, right? You're not just going to bench and then continue eating. I mean, it's a brocha shein etzricha.
You're not going to continue eating.
How can you do that?
You're going to
stop.
Wash and eat another meal.
Why isn't that a bracha shein etzricha? Why did you bench if you intended to continue eating?
Because I had my meal and satisfied. But now I know I have to have three meals on Shabbos.
I don't know. That sounds pretty fishy to me. I mean, there needs to be some kind of. You're
going to
go out, you're going to take a walk, you're going to.
Right, take a walk.
I can
do that.
I think there's no time. The person takes a walk in the middle of a meal,
It's not a hefsek.
In the middle of the meal, it's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek.
So then why is it?
Then you went to a different room and then it says
but when it comes to Picard Amazon, it's Kaveh Asura in the commerce. That's right. It's
a bit. It's called out for.
That's depends what is it you're eating. It depends what the hefsek was. Sure, you go out. Okay, but all of this, we're going to get to those halakhas. We're trying to do everything here. How exactly do we go about doing this zimun? We spoke about a chiyuv of zimun without ever explaining the way in which it's done. Well, there's three people. You say nivorev shachal mishalov. There's four people. One addresses the others and tells them not nivorev shachal mishalov, but rather berchu shachal mishalov. Because that's already a lashon tzivui, shachar is better. Ma'ashenti, if you say nivarech, it's mashbas. Tosfos explains that you're only asking them, could we, you know, can we bench? But baruchu is now more of a positive statement. Biasara on the nivarech avokenu. So there you say nivarech avokenu shachar mishalom baasara avu. Then one addresses ten, says to them, baruchu. Now, it doesn't matter if you've got 10 people there, we've got 10,000 people there. That's the way you do it. And then the Mishnah promptly goes ahead and ignores what it just says. Mm-hmm. And says, now, if you have 100 people, then you say, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. And if you have 101, then one addresses the 100 and says, Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu. If you have 1,000 people, Be'elef, then you say, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Of course, if you have 1,001, and one addresses 1,000 and says, Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. If you have 10,000 people, Beribu, then you say, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakot Yosheva Kruvim Ala Mazon Shachalnu. And if you've got 10,001, you can just see the people going around and saying, yeah,
Don't leave, we need you.
9,900.
Do we pass like this?
No. Omer Baruch Hu. Akinyan Shum Mevarech, Kachoni Machrav. Depending on what he's saying, that's what they repeat. So if he's talking to the 10,000 people, they'll say, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakot, Yosheva Kruvim, Al Hamazon Shacham.
All 10,000
hear
him say
that. Yeah. Al Dvar HaKol. Rabbi Yosef, Lili Omer, HaKahal, Hei Mevorchim. Rabbi Yosef, he says, indeed, bracha is dependent on the number of people. It says, but Ma'kevot, Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem Mimakor Yisrael. Says Rabbi Akiva,
now. Is he just backing up what we just...
Rabbi Gemara is going to ask what happened in this Mishnah. It's a very confused Mishnah. First it makes an assertion, then it goes back on its assertion, and then it turns out that it's a Machloket. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, look, in a Beit Knesset, do you go around counting the number of people in Beit Knesset? Either you have a minion or you don't have a minion. So you always say, Baruch Hu Et Hashem. So what's the matter? Echad HaMerubim, Echad HaMuatim. Why should we be any different when it comes to Birkat HaMazon? Rabbi Yishmael Omer, you don't say Baruch Hu Et Hashem. You say Baruch Hu Et Hashem HaMivorach. And we'll see why this is very important, because the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel.
Is this an issue with the metal vans 6 weeks ago?
With what?
Is this an issue with the metal vans in Madison Square Garden 6 weeks ago?
I don't know.
Sim.
The metal vans?
We from north of the border would know that technicality.
I see. So what is the question?
Would that be an issue?
He's asking if we passed
it. If we had passed it, it would have been, yeah. That would have been cute.
Yeah.
And that's getting to the question of whether if it's over the closed circuit TV or satellite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my.
We're just to keep things easy, but it's still there.
So what are you saying? They might have been high if they were watching the TV.
No. Oh my, not really. Lo'olam ha'yotzi adam et atzmo min ha'klal. This is problematic.
Is Shmuel saying in what number of people?
He's talking about Shul now.
Yeah.
Any number.
Oh, just
once you have a minion, he just said he didn't like what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, Bokhuet Hashem.
Oh.
He said, no, it's Bokhuet Hashem on the Borat. You see, that turns out to be very important. Because since Shmuel says a person should never be Motzias Atzma Min HaKlal, and that means he shouldn't say Borchu to the other people. He should say Nivarech, because he's saying, you make the bracha, what about you? The Tosafot says, so what, that Yerushalmi has, so what about Borchu and Shul? And the answer is, because you say I'm Mivorach, you're asserting that you're part of the bracha. That's why you have to say I'm Mivorach, whereas if you left I'm Mivorach, it's like, I'm telling the Tzibur, you know, you go ahead and bless God, I have better things to do. You know?
So, we bless God too. This is a Shvetzibur. He doesn't say Baruch, he says Baruch Hashem Mivorach, and they answer that, the same thing.
Well, that's all right.
You say Baruch Hashem Mivorach.
They answer Baruch. You don't say Baruch Hashem Mivorach.
Right.
Like in Birkat Amazon, it's the same idea. So the Seshmol, you shouldn't be Moses of an Akal. So then ask the Gemara, what do you mean? It says Bishlo Shavu Omer Borku. You're saying a person should not be Moses Atzma Min HaKlal, where the Mishnah is Kover, that you have to be Moses Atzma Min HaKlal. No, Seshmol, it doesn't mean you have to. It says, if you said Borchu, it's okay. But I'm just telling you that in terms of Derech Eretz, Mikol Makom, Nivarech Adif, it makes more sense to say Nivarech. And the way to understand the Mishnah is not that the Mishnah was saying that it has to be this way. In other words, we thought, as Tosus explained to Havamina, is that Borchu is better because it's more positive, whereas Nivarech seems to be hesitant. How do we know that Nivarech is hesitant? From Maisa Bereishis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Na'aseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu. Chazal tell us that means that he was hesitant about it. So he was asking, you think this is a good idea? Alright, you should have gotten the right answer.
He did.
Right? So in other words, it's a type of Bekashat Rishus in which you're making an assertion and you better agree with me. I mean, that's what it comes about. The same as Nevarech, you know. So, because you got to answer, you got to get the Nevarech, you got to answer. So, it's interesting, huh? So anyway, that was the Hava Mina. Comes along Shmuel and says, no, that's a mistake. All it's telling you is that too is a din of Zimun, because Lomaisa, if you say Beloshan Sivui, so you're telling me also the same idea as Nevarech. But I think it would be better that you include yourself in the cloud. Okay. Tosha says it can't really mean adif mamish. Nevarech is adif. Because it means that there's advantages to both ways. If Nevarech was adif in essence, why in the world would we cover the other way at all?
Mm.
To say, I mean, the Mishnah is going to say, and if there's one of it, so then say Baruch. What do you mean say Baruch? Then you can get away with saying Baruch Hu. I have to tell you that in the Mishnah. I mean, it's a dinner. If a guy said Baruch Hu, whether he wasn't supposed to, is he Yotzi or not? Discuss that in the Gemara. So Tosha says, of course, it doesn't mean Adif. It means each one has its Adifur. So it's not that Tosha was wrong in explaining the Havamina before. There is an advantage in saying Baruch Hu. Now it's a question of sensitivity. Mikom Makom Nevarech Adif. And Lamaisa, I mean, you see this din. Yomer Vada Barava, Amir Beirav, Tanina Shisha Nechalakim Ad Asara. If you have six people, so then there's no reason not to split. Because if you have six people, you have two chaburot of three. Each one of them can split and say Nevarech. And this is true until you have ten. And once you have ten, of course, you can't split anymore. Because then you're going to miss out on saying the Askar HaShem. If you tell me that it's advantageous to say Nevarech, at least as advantageous saying Baruch Hu, so that explains why you could split. But if Baruch Hu is Adif, and you're supposed to have one person address the others, so the moment that I split six into two threes, I have to go back to Nevarech. So that means I shouldn't split if it were adit. Halav shmamina nivarech adit. The nivarech is just as adit. Shmamina zanyin amiachi. Bein sha'amar baruchu. Bein sha'amar nivarech. Ein tov sima toakach. Only people that really, really get into that kind of stuff are the nakdanim, you know. Those nakdanim. The lashon of nikur, nakranim. People like to dig into everything, you know. They'll analyze every word that you say and drive you absolutely crazy. You could have said it like this, and maybe we should have said it like that, and so on. They'll be tafsima tohaka. Oh, they'll get you all right. They'll have a 3-hour discussion about whether adif means better, or adif means the same, or whether their heretz is the better thing, or whether it's evil is the better. It'll go on forever. But Lamaisa, in terms of the Adivas, that's the halacha. Okay, we'll talk about those Nakranim tomorrow.
When do we say the Rov Am Hadassah? Is that only over 10?
No.